The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. The book of the prophet Isaiah is what we will hear from more than any other first reading for all of the length of Advent. Isaiah, sometimes called the fifth gospel, because it references Christ our Lord more than any other book in the New Testament or in the Old Testament, at least by way of prophecy. But today, let's start at the very, very beginning. Let's just take a look at the name Isaiah and ask ourselves what the name Isaiah means. The name Isaiah means God is salvation. Now, there's a word that we say very frequently in churchy circles, salvation, salvation. Do you know what salvation is? I'll tell you what salvation is. Okay? When we say salvation, that means that all that is wrong has been set right. That's what salvation means. You know, if there's a danger, if there's a threat, if you're dangling off a cliff, hanging on for dear life, and someone comes and lends you a helping hand, you say, thank you. You saved me. Whether you know it or not, salvation is what you're yearning for with all of your heart. You want all that is wrong to be set right in a world that's falling apart with division, perversion, violence, fears, threats, men against women, rich against poor, race against race. Salvation is what you thirst for with all of your heart. Now here's Isaiah, the message of his whole book, his very name. God is salvation. And Jesus says that that is what is hidden from the eyes of the wise and the learned of this world. Where do the wise and the learned of this world look for salvation? Where do they hope to find all things set right? Well, they say, politics is our salvation. You see, if we can just get the right policy, all that is wrong will be set right. And someone says, no, no, science is our salvation. And someone else says, no, no, economics is our salvation. If we can just get the gross domestic product, you know, to equal this and that, and all that is wrong will be set right. Here comes Isaiah, and he says, listen, God is salvation. Now, you say you believe that, but do you really? Doesn't it seem impossible that God really is salvation, the one who will set all wrong things right? It seemed impossible since the dawn of faith, since the days of Abraham. Would you believe that's why Isaiah wrote the first reading? In the first reading today, and you've heard these words before, and he says, a shoot will sprout from the stump of Jesse, and a bud will blossom. What's the stump of Jesse? Anybody know? What's the stump of Jesse? Well, it refers to the royal kingship of King David. It was once described as a great big towering cedar of Lebanon. But when Isaiah wrote, it was nothing but an old stump. Because what had happened? Well, God had promised that the line of King David would last forever, and from that line would come a Messiah who would set all wrong things right. He would be our salvation. But it seemed like that tree had been cut down because Israel had been defeated, and the royal line, or so it seemed, had been wiped out. The north had been defeated by the Assyrians, the south had been defeated by the Babylonians, and everybody had taken captive in a foreign land, dispersed to the four winds. It seemed like God had broken his promise. Isaiah says, God has not broken his promise. The line of King David is still alive, and even though it seems like a stump, a sprout will sprout, and a bud will blossom, and God will be your salvation. And when that happens, the lion will lie down with the lamb, and the baby will play in the cobra's den. And that's imagery from the book of the Garden of Eden. All wrong will be set right, and God really will be salvation. Now, sometime that's actually going to happen. Do you know that? I don't know when, I don't know how, but God does not make grandiose promises and then fail to fulfill them. Somehow, that's going to actually happen. But in the meantime, it needs to happen in your life and in mine, and that is what Advent is all about. So here's a question for you to pray about. Do you really believe that God is your salvation? Or do you really believe that God is like a pious afterthought? A lot of people do. People think to themselves, God is my salvation, but what they really believe is that money is their salvation. If I can just have more money, I know that all that is wrong will be set right. Or they say, God is my salvation, but what they really believe is that health is their salvation, or that the restoration of a broken relationship is their salvation. So ask yourself this question in prayer. Is God your salvation? Is he the one you look for to make all wrong things right? Because blessed are your eyes if you can see that. Let's pray to see that more and more clearly all Advent long.